And violence broke out in Nepal ahead of elections meant to map the political future of the country, leaving 8 people dead between yesterday and today. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
A number of Maoist activists were shot dead by government security forces on Wednesday in a surge of violence preceding national elections in Nepal. The unrest followed the killing of the Communist Party candidate in a nearby region of Sirkot, which led to the postponement of the polling date in the district. The wave of violence comes just a day before a national election that will produce an assembly meant to write a new constitution that will turn the 240-year-old monarchy into a republic.
This is the first opportunity Nepalese are getting to elect their representatives who will write their new constitution.
Amit Dhakal is the news editor for the English daily Kathmandu Post. He says that although the government has attempted to intervene with the clashes, its efforts have not been adequate.
Government has appealed to maintain restraint to all the political parties, and it has mobilized more than 100,000 security forces to go and intervene if there are instances of clash and violence. But I think still that is not adequate given the low number of security people and given the difficult geographical terrain of our country. Many, many districts are still not accessible by roads, and security forces cannot intervene if clashes take place in this district.
Despite the election-related violence, polls will open on Thursday, which will cement a peace deal with communist rebels and rewrite the country's constitution. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.